With aged care homes becoming clusters of coronavirus infection throughout the world, another easy area for the virus to attack is prisons. In Australia, Indigenous people are vastly overrepresented and more vulnerable to the virus within prisons. The Aboriginal Indigenous Doctors Association believes there are ways to reduce a cluster risk. And I asked IADA President Dr. Chris Ruller-Baker how difficult it was to practice social distancing and hand washing and other anti-COVID-19 measures within the prison environment.
It can be quite difficult, and I guess along similar lines to the nursing home, the individuals, and probably more so in a prison, are subject to, you know, to the rules of the institution in which they are, and AIDA understands the reasons for that, of course, being in prison. But you're right, they are in a situation where they are exposed by virtue of the fact that they're fully institutionalised under the rules of that institution.
And so what do you think some of the ways in which we could get people out of prisons, at least while the virus alert's on, say? What are sort of the things that you're thinking about that the various governments could be doing?
So from the social justice perspective, particularly with respect to those individuals who have been imprisoned for minor offences, often those parole periods come up sooner than others. So we would ask that governments consider those parole periods quite seriously, not only in terms of the offence and the reasons for parole, but also taking COVID-19 into context. For those individuals who are due for release or close to release, that they do the same thing.
A lot of people have been suggesting that some inmates should be allowed out to be on country with their relations or be in their communities. Can you see that working at all?
Again, I can't comment, on specific jurisdictions, and it depends on where the individuals are. As your listeners would understand, scenarios in one state or even one area of one state can be very different from others. We have some very big states like Western Australia and Queensland. But depending on those local circumstances, if there are situations where they could have, some sort of tracking or report to the local station or have responsible individuals at home who can monitor them, and particularly in the instance of your more minor offences, then those scenarios may well be a way forwards for those individuals to be released from those large prisons, those large institutions, into a setting that would better serve their healthcare.
And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are more prone to picking up some of these viruses. And is that because of underlying conditions, or is it just a general problem that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have, is that they're more likely to pick up a virus?
It's multifactorial. The buzz phrase is the social determinants of health, and what that drills down to are instances where there's overcrowding of a house, so you may have a three-bedroom house because of issues around lack of financial resources. You don't have 20 or 30 individuals in that dwelling. Some communities, there's a lack of access to clean or regular water supplies, and then that's compounded with the higher rates of chronic disease, diabetes, heart disease. And those factors, in the setting of COVID-19, increase the risk, if COVID was to get into those individuals, of those individuals getting sicker, not only faster, but more sick than able-bodied individuals in mainstream society.
There's a high proportion of Indigenous people in remote communities. It's obviously harder to service their health requirements. And when we're talking about prisons, it's not that easy there either, is it?
It's difficult wherever they are. The advantage with your rural remote communities to date has been that because of the lockdowns, those communities are actually reasonably safe places. And early on in the crisis, there was commentary made that in some situations, particularly the very isolated communities, they were some of the safest places in Australia compared to, metropolitan areas. And so in that respect, those particular communities would almost certainly be safer than a large institution like a jail.
And how difficult is it to treat people medically in a jail?
Again, it depends on the jurisdiction. Jails, of course, do offer medical support, and doctors do go into jails. but it would really depend on, you know, high security versus low security versus, you know, controlled release situations. So it's variable depending on the situation.
But it might be there's quite a large cohort of low-risk people that could be given early release or some sort of tracking device or that sort of thing.
Mm.
The prison system certainly in most states is pretty much full to overflowing, and it does make sense to try and get some of the prisoners that are there for minor offences out of there so that we don't have a dangerous infectious situation.
Not everybody is in prison for very serious offences, and unfortunately there's not a great deal of sympathy shown towards prisoners in Western societies, but there are certainly situations where individuals are there for more minor offences, and in those scenarios it would be reasonable to consider what we've discussed in terms of protecting them from COVID.
Aboriginal Indigenous Doctors Association President Dr. Chris Ruller-Baker speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.